Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And, you know, before we went to break, I was talking about people with a lack of sleep and, you know, and the impact of all of those things. But here's a story that is not only bewildering, but, you know, just an unbelievable story. A 43-year-old stripper. A 43-year-old stripper decapitated her boyfriend's Star Wars-obsessed disabled son after having sex with him. Just think of, let me repeat that. A 43-year-old stripper decapitated her boyfriend's Star Wars-obsessed disabled son after having sex with him. Wow. You know, a stripper faces life imprisonment after she was convicted on Thursday of decapitating her lover's son, with whom she was having a sexual exchange for prescription drugs and money. Riona Cheryl Mills, of Rural Retreat, Virginia, was charged with first-degree homicide in the death of Bo White. White, 29, was found dead in Lenora, West Virginia home on April 1st, 2018. His body was found in his home while his head was located later in a wooded area. The Mercer County, West Virginia jury deliberated for almost 2 hours before it reached a verdict on Thursday, the Registrar Herald reported. When the verdict was announced, members of White's family openly wept. This woman, this deranged woman, had a relationship with the father of this disabled, this poor soul, this disabled young man. And the father brought this deranged woman into the home and introduced him to his, you know, disabled son. And this woman would have sex with him for his medication. You know, he's a disabled person, and he's probably getting some pretty, you know, strong medications. And this woman would have sex with him and take his money. The father knew this was taking place. And this wretched woman wound up, you know, having an episode herself. And let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines, and I'll come back to this. Who do we have on the line?
L.A. Tom's calling in for you today, Earl.
Hey, L.A. Tom, what's happening?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that.
I bet you want to talk
about it. Second, I kind of went to conversation in a different way to the State of the Union last night. I think we can see the Republican playbook very, very well, and I hope that everyone is very aware of it, or at least can see it. They're going back to what Wisconsin did, and it all kind of goes back to Wisconsin, that's why I'm bringing it up, is that they are going back to, if you heard that, I'll use your word, wretched woman, Reynolds last night, they are going back to demonizing teachers. They are going back to demonizing public education. They are going back to this whole idea of parental choice, and parents are the ones that they're going to be on the sides of, not the teachers. The same thing that happened with Act 10. So I'm just bringing it to everyone's attention that that's where they're going. Even though they want to choose what a woman does with her body, they want the government to choose that. They want the government to say what people can and cannot say in the schools and what books they can read and what books they cannot read. They are a tyrannical force. But you watch, everything that's going to be coming up is going to be about parents taking control of the schools. The teachers are the ones that are going to be demonized. And that's what Republicans are going to run on in the 2022 election.
So Tom,
I will say that Joe Biden's speech, I thought it was a great speech. However, actions speak louder than words. I know you had said before that you can do an executive action just to even stop the prescription drug prices, which I don't understand why it is that he hasn't done that. You watch the game plan of the Republicans. Anything that has to do with me, I, not the United States, not us, the Republicans are going to jump onto, and especially there in the state of Wisconsin, because if they can do it in Wisconsin, they can do it anywhere. So I just want people to be aware.
Tom, there's an 11-point plan that Rick Scott has put in place that he says the conservatives, the Republicans, should be pushing for once they get back in control. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to be talking about that, especially in the 10 o'clock hour, man. You can call back then, but I'm going to tell you exactly what their plans are. Again, Senator Rick Scott has put it out there. It's in writing. And what these people are planning, man, it's a horrific, horrific reality for all of us in this country. And if people don't understand that you shouldn't be supporting Republicans' causes because I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, and so I'm agreeing with them, you should look at what it is they're attempting to do and what their plans are, and then vote accordingly. But to just unilaterally say, I'm a conservative, I believe in everything they do, is going to be maybe so devastating to you and all of us, in the long run, if you don't understand what their plan really is. And their plan does not include you, Tom, me, and the average guy. Does not include you and I. So, Tom, you're 100% correct, man. Join us back at 10 o'clock, and we can discuss it then. Really appreciate it. I want to get back quickly to this deranged woman who did this heinous thing to this man. And you know, drugs are a hideous thing, and to dismember, dismantle this young man and tear him apart like she did, and then have no reservations about it. She offered this young man sexual favors in exchange for money and drugs, and then bludgeoned him until he was unconscious. She then cut off his head with a kitchen knife and stabbed him repeatedly. A witness, Joe Fleming, testified that Mills asked to borrow gasoline and a chainsaw from him, but he refused. That meant Mills needed to use cheap kitchen knives to cut up Bo White and sever his head from his body, according to Stittler, who compared it to cutting up a chicken. Now, the evilness that's in people, because after all of this, she called up her girlfriend and said, are you ready to go party? The real, and one of the real hard things about this is, Why would it take a jury 3 hours to convict her? You know, I don't know. People are really strange, and you never know who it is you are dealing with. You have to be extremely careful. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. You tune into the Earl Ingram Show at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Ask him his dream. What does it mean? He wouldn't know. Can't be like the rest. It's the most he'll confess. But the time's running out, and there's no happiness. Ooh, super fun.